following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You, manage your razor sole so it looks naturally scrappy. You, bought your dream home for far less than asking. You can change a tire, a light bulb, and a diaper back to back. You, recite the wisdom of philosophers, late-night comedians, and cartoon characters at just the right moment. You got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-fileable federal forms plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Why do I feel so much better on this Monday than last Monday? I don't understand, Jimmy. We don't have to talk about the Super Bowl now.
Well, I think that's a little bit, but also any time you go to Vegas, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I mean, you're not catching up on your sleep.
Oh, dude. 10 hours a night.
I'll bet so.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday. Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad is scheduled to join us momentarily. They open up the season with Pacific on Friday. They've got 4 games, Pacific, Oregon State, Gonzaga are the teams that they'll be playing this weekend down in Tempe. We'll also talk with Tino Martinez, Grand Island Central Catholic boys basketball coach. It's kind of twofold. They have Guy Fawn back in the lineup, and you can kind of tell where he wasn't and where he was playing. And 2 nice wins here, including beating third-ranked Wahoo over the weekend. Plus, the Heartland Hoops Classic is Saturday, and we've got all 8 games starting here on ESPN. And then in the evening, the games will be on Classic Hits 98.9. So that all gets underway Saturday at 9. We have got the district wrestling tournaments coming up this week. We just wrapped up everything that's going on with conference basketball, conference wrestling. It is a very busy time, and over the weekend, it was a perfect Saturday for UNK, Hastings College, and Nebraska basketball. All the men and women won. That is a 6-team parlay for you, Jimmy.
Hey, yeah, you called the Husker win over Northwestern. You said, hey, they're going to get a win on the road, and it's time, and you called that right. That was a good call, Doug.
They didn't play well in the first half, evidently. That they played a little bit better in the second half.
You know, I tell you what, that's why they play the 40 minutes, I guess, isn't it, Doug? You know, when you get done with it, you know, you're going, hey, you know, I wonder how many games, you know, you're going, hey, we could have won that one. We should have won that one. But, you know, really, you got to play the whole 40 minutes. Did you watch the Michigan State-Wisconsin game at all? Did you have a chance to see any of that?
I was working.
Okay, forget it.
Oh, wait a minute. That was Sunday, right? No, I did. I watched some of that, and that was Big Ten basketball at its best. Michigan State is down a little bit roster-wise, some injuries and things like that, and they hit a couple of big shots. There was just some big shots down the stretch that we saw, not only on the college side but the high school side over the weekend. But, yeah, that Big Ten basketball, I wouldn't want to prognosticate too much of that. If you're at home, you got a 90% chance to win, it sure seems like, with just about every one of these teams, because I think Michigan State's better than Wisconsin, but it was at Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think you're right, I think that's a good point. You know, we talked earlier, Doug, you and I did, about the San Diego State and how good they really are, and Wichita State, and they are, both of them are continuing to have great years, and they're both ranked in the top five right now. So that's really remarkable that you'd have two teams not from a power conference, let's say, ranked in the top five.
Well, let's get on to the 11 o'clock hour here. The Doug and Daddy Show is, even though the weather here in Nebraska does not set up for baseball, it is, in fact, UNK is playing in New Mexico. Oklahoma, Panhandle State, and UNK had to go to New Mexico just so they could get their season started. Shouldn't be a problem in Tempe this weekend as the Nebraska baseball team gets their season underway. And we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio with Doug Duda and Jim Langan, the head coach of your Husker baseball team, Darren Erstad. Coach, always great to hear from you. How you doing?
Fantastic. Just counting the seconds.
What are you more nervous or the team more nervous? I don't even think nervous. Anxious. Who's more anxious?
Oh, the players for sure. I mean, they are sick and tired of looking at each other. They're ready for a different colored jersey to be on the field. I mean, I'm sure they all love red, but enough's enough.
And you got to do a little, David Eckstein was in this weekend. You got to do a few different things, give him that speech, get him ready for the season. What was it like having Eck in this weekend?
Yeah, Eck and his brother Rick just did a fantastic job. You know, David spoke at our banquet on Friday night, and then they did the coaches' clinic on Saturday, and just did a fantastic job. And our guys got to interact with him a little bit. And, you know, for Eck to be around, and, you know, he walks around, he's smaller than half our team. And to say that guy's a World Series MVP, I think it really opens their eyes to, you know, it doesn't matter what you look like in the game of baseball. It's all about how you go about your business.
Who is the David Eckstein of this year's Nebraska baseball team?
I don't know. I hope we got a couple of them, but there's not too many David Ecksteins rolling around. I mean, his story is just phenomenal and just a great inspiration for our guys.
Hey, Darren, Jim Lang, and I was just going to say, I've been a Husker fan for a lot of years, and I was really proud when they would announce your name in Major League Baseball, and they said, hey, this guy played football for the Huskers, baseball for the Huskers, and we're really proud of you. Nebraska, you know, you really displayed some professional character, and thank you for doing that. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, my question for you, last year we had a tough run during the middle of the season, then towards the end of the season we had that great run in the tournament and just came up a little bit short. Does the players talk about that a little bit, about just being just a little bit short last year and making the tourney?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you see somebody celebrate in front of you and know they're going to the postseason and they eventually go to the College World Series, it stinks. I mean, you have something so close that you wanted to attain, and it's ripped away from you in the last inning, it's hard to take. But I also think we took our game to another level towards the end of the year, and I think our guys saw how we could play in pressure-packed situations. I think they realized that type of mentality, that type of attitude is needed throughout the season, regardless of your opponent, or it's a midweek game or a weekend series. And they've been really committed to having that approach each and every day in practice, and it's going to translate on the field.
We're talking with Darren Erstad, head baseball coach at Nebraska. Have you got used to that yet, Darren?
Yeah, everybody used to call me Ersty around town. Nobody calls me by my name anymore. It's just coach. So I'm used to it now.
Well, let's talk about the recruiting class that you guys brought in. The best on paper, if you believe the national syndicates, that Nebraska has ever had. What do you attribute that to?
Well, Coach Silva just did a fantastic job, our recruiting coordinator, going out and finding them and getting them here. And you know, we did a nice job of, I should say, sell our product. The product sells itself. We're just very fortunate to have what we have. But just a great group of guys, the right type of mentality we're looking for, good students, and they can play baseball a little bit. And yeah, the rankings, I don't get too much into that stuff. I'm more concerned about the kids and you know, how they are as people and how they are as players. And we like to think we got a pretty good little group.
Hey, Coach Erstad, with your baseball pitching and how many starting pitchers you think it's going to take once you get into the run, can you do it with four starters, or do you have to go deeper than that?
No, I mean, ultimately, without any injuries, you could do it with four, because we'll use three on the weekends, and then, of course, the first week we play four games, and you need four starters. And then midweek, you know, sometimes we play Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll probably, you know, develop a you know, that fourth starter on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and then the Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll let all our other guys, you know, kind of pitch by committee and get some innings. But at the end of the day, you're probably going to need about five or six guys that can start. You know, everybody talks about us having our weekend rotation back, and you know, everything's set in stone. It looks great, and you know, when I hear that, I say I better prepare for something to happen, because the baseball gods tend to throw stuff at you, and they will throw stuff at us the first weekend. Kyle Kubot will not be available the first weekend, and he's just not ready, and so we're going to have other guys step up. But we feel like we've created depth on the mound, and we have other arms that are plenty capable of getting the job done.
Coach, do you care when the rotation is set? Do you have to have it set by conference play? And I'm not just talking about starters, but the guys you want to set up men and closers?
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, you'd like to have it, you know, done sooner than later. I think that we have an idea of where guys are going to fit in, but, you know, you leave it open to guys, you know, who made jumps over the fall and over the summer and want a spot, and those things are always open for competition. And you know, we'll have a good opportunity here this weekend, the first weekend, with four games, to see a lot of guys. And then the next few weekends, you know, it's only three games, so it's a little tighter. But then we get into quite a bit of roll with midweek games as well. So we're going to be playing about five games a week, so everybody's going to get a chance. So ultimately, by conference time, we'll have, you know, everything in place how we want it.
For the fans that are getting ready for Nebraska baseball, we talk about the pitching. Everybody wants to talk about Ryan Bolt, is one of the new young kids that they can't wait to see play baseball. But you got a lot of experience coming back in the field as well.
We do. We have a good blend of young guys and returners. You know, the one thing with Ryan, and you know, everybody needs to understand, he's still a kid. He's a freshman. He's going to go through growing pains. He's a tremendous talent. And, you know, we're going to throw him out there. I'm going to put him at the bottom of the order and just let him get his feet wet. And he doesn't have to be our savior. He just needs to go play his game and have fun. And, you know, we'll have a lineup that we don't rely on one or two guys. You know, we're not going to have one or two guys go 0-for and get shut out. We're going to have a top-to-bottom group that's going to grind out at-bats and get production from anywhere in that lineup. And it's nice to have some experience defensively on the field where, you know, we'll have maybe two or three spots that are new guys, but they don't have to, you know, go thrown into the fire by themselves. There's other guys out there next to them that have been through it and will help them.
Jim Langan again here. We've got a kid from Kearney, Taylor Fish. Would you comment a little bit about him and what's going on with him and the catching and things like that?
Yeah, Taylor's doing a fantastic job. He's starting to understand his role as a baseball player, how to handle the bat, you know, what's expected of him at the plate. And he's just grinding it out. He's just a hard worker, and you know, you're going to see his you know, games that he catches increase this year, and his activity on the field is going to increase. He's just he keeps grinding it out and working hard, and it's going to pay off.
Just a couple minutes left here with Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad on the Doug and Daddy Show. They go down to Tempe to get their season underway this weekend, Pacific, Oregon State, Gonzaga. Coach, give us a little scouting report on the strength of this weekend and just the strength of the non-conference this year, because we know how tough it was the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at just the names, you think, oh, it's easier than last year. Well, we have some very talented teams we're going to play, and everybody wants to talk about Oregon State. Yeah, they're ranked two or three in the country, national title contender. That's something we have to guard against. We have to play Pacific first, and you know, they're coached by Ed Sprague, who's was in the big leagues for a long time, and then they're a scrappy bunch. We don't come and play our best game, we're going to get walloped by them. So we need to play very well on the opening day in Gonzaga. You know, they're going to be a little bit inexperienced early on, but we played them 2 years ago and got swept by them the first weekend. So it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, we run in UNLV will come in here, and they got two of the top pitchers in the country, a first rounder, so they can beat anybody in the country. You know, we'll go into the Citadel. It's a very difficult place to play. They're going to scrap you and play hard, and it's going to be tough. And just, you know, UC Irvine coming in here, that's no slouch. St. John's had a young talented group last year, and now they have a little bit more experience. So, you know, you see those type of games early on. We're going to have to be very sharp to you know, get some wins early.
Coach, what about the Big Ten? We see Indiana is ranked third in the country in the Baseball America poll. There's like 30 polls out there, it seems like, for baseball. But you got Indiana third. No one else is mentioned in their particular rankings. But the national consensus seems to be that Big Ten baseball continues to get better and better every year. Just kind of your thoughts on having a face in Indiana, yet everybody else still striving to get into that top 30, top 40 rankings.
Yeah, I mean, and well-deserved. Indiana is a national title contender, and, you know, they have a tremendous team. Now, you look at them, I don't think they were ranked to start the season, and, you know, they worked themselves all the way up to the College World Series. So I think the thing you're starting to see is the commitment level from the schools. I mean, you're looking at Purdue building a new field, Minnesota, new field. There's one other one. Indiana just built a new field, and you're seeing. I think we've seen three coaches get fired in the last 2 years. I mean, they're paying attention to it. And you know, from a conference standpoint, you know, 3 years ago we were the 16th rated conference in the country, and 1 year of Nebraska being in there, we were up to 10th. And then last year we were the sixth best conference in the country, and that's you know, obviously Indiana helps that. But the six rating we had is the highest in the history of the conference. So it's not just one team. It's top to bottom. They're starting to be a little bit more competitive, a little deeper as a conference as a whole. And it's only going to get better with adding Maryland and Rutgers next year.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think that the College World Series in just itself, it used to be so predominantly from the South. I mean, you would have seven teams, maybe all eight from the South, you know, and even when you take California in there too. But other than that, now we're starting to get some teams in the North, and not only that, they're starting to compete and doing well.
Yeah, I mean, we you look at the Big Ten, they've had Michigan's been so close a couple of years. Ohio State was close. You know, Minnesota's been knocking on the door to get there. Just haven't been able to get over that you know, proverbial hump. But Indiana kind of broke through, and you know, you're seeing the conference, you're seeing their non-conference schedules. They're scheduling tougher opponents, and they're just not backing down from people. And you know, it's starting to open eyes. And what's happening now is you're finding teams not wanting to play Big Ten schools. So they're Indiana went down to Florida last year and beat them 2 out of 3, and they want no part of it anymore. You know, they're like, whoa, what's going on up there? So, you know, it's exciting to see that direction, and you're just going to continue to see the talent level increase in the conference.
I don't know if it's because we're waiting for warm weather, but I think it's because for the first time in maybe about 5 years, the fans are as excited for Nebraska baseball as they have been. I don't know if you guys can sense that yet, but we're looking forward to it. As you said, Coach, since you mentioned it at the start, 4 days, 1 hour, 40 minutes, and 55 seconds. So that's when Nebraska gets it underway with Pacific. Do you know who you're going to start yet?
Christian DeLeon will start Friday. Aaron Bummer will start the first game on Saturday. Chance Sinclair, right-handed junior college kid out of Neosho, Kansas, will start the third game. And then on Sunday, it's to be determined. We'll see. We have an idea what we want to do, but we'll see where we're at and go from there.
Darren, thanks so much, as always, for giving us time on the Doug and Daddy Show. You're great with the media, and we always appreciate it. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care. Darren Erstad on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Always a great chat catching up with the coach. I don't know. Maybe it's just the mood today. I'm ready to pay a little bit more attention to Nebraska baseball right off the get-go. I'm ready to pay attention to what Nebraska baseball does. They got off to a rough start last year. Very tough competition, some close losses, and in the end, that hurt them and probably kept them out of the NCAA tournament, Jimmy. So these games are important the first couple of weeks, where they will see Oregon State twice this weekend and next weekend.
Yeah, that's a good point because, Doug, what you just said is so true. In college football, 10, 12 years ago, people did not want to play a really tough schedule early in the season because they did not get rewarded for it. Now, college basketball does reward people for playing a tough schedule. Mm-hmm. You'll go to the NCAA tournament with a record of 20-12. I'm just throwing that out. And you can still be a 6 seed or a 5 seed because they're going to look at who you played, and they're still going to take you. They're going to take over somebody that went 23-5 and did not play the schedule. Nebraska played an extremely tough schedule early, and we have to because of our location. I mean, for us to play baseball in February, you know, just look at the field today, what that one might look like. I mean, and as cold as it is, there's just no possible way you can play today. So when you get your schedule, you do have to play at New Mexico or New Mexico State or in California or in Florida. You know, so when you do that and you go on the road and you play 14 games against really good teams, it's hard to go 7-7. I mean, I don't care how good you are. To just go 7-7 is hard to do. And so if you happen to stumble a little bit and go 3-11, you've got a lot of work to do to get to 500 at the end of the year.
Nebraska will play their first 10 games on the road, just to familiarize you with the schedule. Down to Tempe for 4 games, Pacific, Oregon State, Gonzaga twice. And then next weekend, they go right back down to Surprise, Arizona, play Oregon State, Washington, and Utah. A little Pac-12 get-together there. Then it's off to Charleston, South Carolina, the end of the month, to take on the Citadel. And then Nebraska comes home. Hopefully the weather turns. Hopefully the weather is great. And it looks like that's a 10-game homestand starting March the 4th. Kansas State for 1, St. John's for 3, our friends from Northern Colorado for 2, 3 for UC Irvine, and then the first of the Creighton series on Tuesday, March the 18th at Hawks Field. So 20 games, first 10 on the road, then the next 10 at home for the Husker baseball team.
And, you know, and Kansas State can play, and I don't know what Northern Colorado's going to do, but I will guarantee you Northern Colorado is going to throw their 1-2 pitchers that weekend. You know, they have nothing to lose, so they're going to give it the best chance they have. You know, and I think, you know, that's when you look at the schedule and you look at who they're playing, that would be the only two games where you'd think, whoa, you know, they could be a heavy favorite in that game, because Kansas State and Nebraska, if Nebraska's playing at Kansas State, or Kansas State and Nebraska, they're going to throw somebody pretty good at each other.
Yeah, it'll be a good home opener for the Big Red. We thank the coach for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We will be talking with Tino Martinez, head coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, and the Heartland Hoops Classic organizer, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Also, just a couple comments on what has obviously taken over the airwaves. It's pushed the Olympics back, which is unfortunate, but you've got supposedly the first openly gay football player in Michael Sam out of Missouri, and you've got the Marcus Smart situation, which I'm sure you've got some comments on, Jimmy, after seeing him going into the crowd and the altercation on Saturday with some frustration and their loss. But we've got all that, plenty of sports, accolades for the area athletes, and we've got some state bowling champs to talk about, Jimmy. State bowling finished up yesterday. Congratulations to the Hastings boys. They are the state champions. Here, folks, I look all over. It's harder to find. It's harder to get results on some of this, on some of these, but I was looking for bowling. How did Grand Island Wood River do yesterday? If you know, I know Ravenna was the runner-up on their boys' side. The Hastings boys won. The Hastings girls were beaten, but Cheyenne Fielder was the individual runner-up. So I did not find out how the Grand Island / Wood River team did yesterday. They were in the final. And Coach says, wanted to just let you know that the Hastings High Tiger boys bowlers won their second consecutive state championship, beating Aurora. It's their third title in 4 years. The girls finished third. Hastings had 5 of their 7 bowlers in the top 10 individually. Bladen Hogan, Riley Sad, Wyatt Gettle, Wyatt Davis, and Chandler Heisel. I hope I got all those names right. And Cheyenne Fielder was runner-up for the girls. So congratulations there. We will be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So, if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Get in the zone. A car engine has about 350 parts. Your part is to man up and keep it running right. And when you get the parts and advice you need at AutoZone, you'll be playing your part a whole lot better.
Be safe on the road and get the long-lasting stopping power of Duralast brakes, the official brakes of NASCAR.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
See store for restrictions and details.
So where do lost socks go? Who cares? Because now at JCPenney, when you buy one pack of gold toe socks at regular price, you get a second of equal or lesser value at 50% off. Extra socks, guys. How fitting is that? And through February 8th, save another $10 when you spend $25 or more with your coupon. So hurry in or visit jcp.com and save on gold toe, the best socks on 2 feet. At JCPenney, when it fits, you feel it. Gold toe offer ends 2/24. Coupon in store only. Check stores or jcp.com for details.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
We'll see cloudy skies and a few flurries around early today with some breaks of sun possible later today as well, with a high at 13, Wednesday light of the southeast. Tonight, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 3 above. I'm meteorologist Paul Troudley. Right now, 9 above.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, with our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest toppings. Over the weekend, we asked you about Taylor Martinez. He's got aspirations, obviously, of playing in the NFL. Which position suits him the best? We asked you, and boy, this was almost a dead heat right down the middle. 35% for defensive back and quarterback. 30% say wide receiver, just a vote or two separating all that. I said quarterback because, not because he would be a great quarterback, but just because I thought he would be better than the other two positions. And we talked about that, Jimmy, on Friday's show. So let's give you a look at today's Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest toppings. You can vote every day at ESPNSuperstation.com. What do you make of Oklahoma State suspending Marcus Smart 3 games for shoving a fan during Saturday night's game? Is it just right, or is it too much or not enough? What do you think?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you.
Well, I think, you know, there's a thing. When you are a fan and you're a player, that there's always this time where a player will go into the crowd, whether it's in the NBA, high school, or college, to save a loose ball, or he fouls somebody and they kind of get tangled up and they go into the crowd. So I felt that the player, when he went into the crowd, there was no intent as he went in there. I thought that was still part of the play. When he ended up on the floor. In fact, I'm almost 100% sure that his intent was not to go into the crowd for that reason. He was still starting to play the play. One of the fans tried to help him up. I mean, he was showed great sportsmanship. Hey, a couple guys fell, and he was trying to help him up. Something definitely was said. Something was said to the player. But, you know, you can't. At that level, at the NCAA level, you cannot cross the line, and the player crossed the line by going after him. The fan didn't run out under the floor. You know, then he crosses the line. You know, there's that little time, but, you know, it'd been nice if he would have not said anything. But no one's really came clear. They've interviewed a lot of people, and no one's really clear about what exactly
was
said.
There's audio. There is audio of him saying, "You piece of crap."
Okay.
Now, anything said before or after that, there is audio of that. And I believe the fan, Mr. Orr, has acknowledged saying that. So that is
good deal.
Concrete.
Okay, that is concrete. Well, then, you know, so when somebody says that, people are going to react differently. I mean, they are going to react. So, I mean, and that's what the fan, why would a fan, sometimes that's what they're hoping. They're hoping somebody's going to react poorly, you know. You know, the 10 players, I know as an official, my job is the safety of the players. As an official, My job is the safety of the players, and it's actually the safety of everybody, the bench personnel, the people on the clock. My job is to make sure that the players are number one, and the safety of them is the number one thing. And also, you know, the safety of my other two officials. But the game management has got to take care of the crowd. And that's on almost an impossible job because there's just not 10 people out there. There's 16,000 in some of those arenas. So I don't know if it was fair. I know that that he said all the right things today, the athlete from Oklahoma State. He's apologized and said, hey, this is not what I should have done. I overstepped this. And I think, you know, that everybody's acknowledging that. Now, to say, hey, is it two games, three games, one game? I don't know what the punishment is. It seems like that they just Oklahoma State has to decide that, you know, whether what the penalty is going to be, you know. But I guess, Doug, that's what I'm trying to tell you is that he didn't just run out into the crowd because that guy was yelling racial slurs at him, and he decided, hey, I'm done playing basketball. I'm going to go up to row eight, and that's how he ended up in there. He ended up in the crowd because he was trying to foul a guy or play basketball.
So vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'm going to say just right. It's definitely should not be more than this, in my opinion. But I also say just right if Texas Tech takes appropriate action against their fan. I don't know if booting him away from the game or moving his seats or I don't know what the proper because it's not his first offense either. So I don't know what – but something needs to be done on the other end as well instead of just to Marcus Smart. Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let me ask you one more question now from a strictly – officiating standpoint, Smart was given a technical foul. Do you agree with that?
I'd have to see it completely. You know, there's a lot of things that
you haven't seen the play.
Well, no, I mean, I'm talking about the 40 minutes of the game. I mean, I think, you know, sometimes, I mean, you've got a player out there that acts really good for 39 minutes and 30 seconds, and then all of a sudden he kind of snaps a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, hey, that has a lot to do compared to how he acted during the game, what his temperament was during the game. There's a guy from Mississippi that has a tendency to act really rude all the time, and he's going to be on that radar of getting a technical foul faster than another athlete is. And you know, and that is only fair in life. I mean, if you're driving a car and you've drove it 100 times, and then one day the police officer picks you up for going 70, you might be getting a warning. But if you're always pushing it at 66 and he's picked you up a bunch of other times and he's warned you a bunch of times, you know, and that's what I need to say. What has happened and transpired before that?
But simply for pushing the fan, should he have got a technical
Probably
foul?
So in that level. At that level, when he went back after him and shoved the guy, I have no problem with that. But I suppose there's rules that those guys follow, NCAA rules that they follow a little bit, you know, what you're going to try to do. You know, if you can defuse something without a technical foul, it would be better. But I agree that it's possible that that's what you're going to get. Now, well, here's the thing of it is, you know, you can control the 10 guys out on the court. Only, you know, what if you have a coach that goes after a fan? What are you going to do? Is that a technical foul? You know, Doug, I mean, what is the rule on that? Because it's kind of interesting. We're in some waters that we haven't normally seen, you know, when somebody goes after each other. I know what there was an AD one time that somebody threw one of those 16-ounce pops that was like half full down into the crowd. The crowd, he threw that into a bench. And the coach threw it back, and an activities director threw that coach out of the game. And, you know, so, you know, there's some uncharted waters here. I can't really answer that, Doug. I'm not gonna comment. It's not that I'm afraid to, but I'd have to see the whole game and how that player acted and what it was at, how much abuse he was taken to.
We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic. We're going to talk to Tino Martinez in just about a minute, but I promised that we would talk about both of the big stories here. And so instead of coming back to it all night last night, it was everywhere about Missouri All-American Michael Sam, the co-defensive player of the year in the SEC, to become the first openly gay player in the NFL. I'm kind of like Colin Cowherd today and Mike and Micah, and I'm kind of glad to hear what the nation is really doing and saying. The media is talking more about it than people are. Okay, it is. We got no problem. This is where we're at in 2014. Let's move on. Good for him. Let him live his life. Let's move on. That's the side I'm on.
That's the side I'm on, too.
So we'll I think that story will pass very quickly. You'll hear about it again when he gets drafted, or when the draft comes up. I'm sure you'll hear about it again. And I think that'll be it. The one thing that I do agree with, though, is since he's not a first-round draft pick, one of the guys said this morning, where will he be drafted? I mean, you're sitting there in the fifth round, and you can pick him or another guy equal of his talent. Do you want to have to go through the media, and that's what it is? Do you want to have to go through that? That's the only negative thing, hopefully. Hopefully there's no negative things, but it's the media. They'll definitely, well, was it hard picking this guy because of this? Was it hard picking this guy? I mean, what do you think the teammates, you know? There'll be 25,000 interviews to whichever team drafts the young man.
Yeah, that might be possible. I don't think it will affect it at all, though. I think in 2014, the people that are making decisions in NFL offices and doing those things, they're going to make sure, hey, you know what, here's the best player we got available. This is who it is, and we don't care what his preference sexually is. We want the best football player on
no
the field.
No kidding. Yeah. Well, let's talk about well, I got the results, by the way. Dale has fired off all the state bowling results. So we get Grand Island did get runner-up. So I know you wanted to see that. We'll get to that later. But the Heartland Hoops Classic is coming up this weekend. And before we even talk about that, let's talk Grand Island Central Catholic boys basketball. Tino Martinez, he's a little bit involved with both of these events. Tino, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show again. How you doing?
I'm good, Doug. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, and I don't know if you've ever met our co-host, Jim Langan. I'd like to introduce you to Jim Langan.
Yes, I've heard a lot about him, but I have not had the pleasure of actually bumping into him in person.
Tino, that's not true. Tino, I'm going to be honest with you. I just got through talking with Darren Erstad. I was a little more nervous because I thought, but now I'm going to be a little nervous talking to you about what we're going to be going on. Hey, you had two good wins. Talk about them a little bit over the weekend.
Yeah, we played played two tough teams. Lexington, gave us everything we can handle on Friday. We were fortunate enough to, put a second half together that was able to secure a 54-50 win. And we probably played as good as we've played all season long against Wahoo on Saturday. And it took that because Wahoo's very very gifted offensively, and so we had our hands full both Friday and Saturday. We were back to having everybody available. We've worked through some injuries here in this month of January that has been really trying to our team. And so we were able to overcome that, get through it, and we're back to full strength on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we mentioned at the top of the show, you can kind of see when your big boy is playing and when he's not playing and how much he means. And everybody that pays any attention to sports now has learned about Johanna Guyfon, and Bob Jensen told us he's going to be one of the top football players on his list in the state of Nebraska with the Division I offers in the upcoming year. But he's learned how to play the game of basketball, and it's fun to watch him mature. But, Tino, the question to you is, even when you get your team back, you had that nice signature win against York, and then kind of hit a bump in the road. Centennial Conference, the injury, barely squeaking one out against Lexington. You've got St. Cecilia and Southern Valley here this week. How important was it to get, I guess, another signature win?
It's definitely important. You don't know how many, when you mentioned the teams that we have upcoming and the teams that we had to go through, you know, as far as Newman and Bergen. When you look at those teams in the schedule, you don't have any that you can pinpoint as you should win. So, and that's even at full strength. So definitely it was important for us to play well. You know, sometimes the wins and losses work themselves out, but it was just really important that we got back to playing well and playing some on the defensive end where we were getting stops and just getting our confidence back. In that regard, that we can still stop people, and especially when we needed stops that we really got them this weekend. And so that, as much as anything, was important to our confidence level going into this tough stretch with a very good St. Cecilia team and a Southern Valley team that has two losses on their record in two seasons. So it definitely got to work that out for us.
Tino, again, Guyfon is the front of the program right now when anybody talks about you guys, but Rowweeder seems to really have been playing very, very well since the calendar turned into January and now February.
Yeah, Johnny hit 55 or 56 points over the weekend, and so whenever you can do that, you definitely, to use a baseball team baseball term, you're definitely seeing it well. So he shot the ball well, and obviously everybody's familiar with what Johanna does for us. He attracts so much attention in the interior there that creates some opportunities. And we really have some people that get overlooked. Eli Hunter really is what makes all that possible with how he distributes the ball and handles it for us in tough situations. And then Phoenix Stevenson and Alex Allen are so unselfish in the fact that they never look for their own opportunities, and they're great screeners and things of that nature that really free up some people. So although there's a couple people that get a lot of the accolades as far as in the paper and things, it's really five guys that are on the floor stepping in to do the job.
Yeah, Tino, no doubt. Phoenix Stevenson seems to have to guard whoever you play. If they've got a player that's really a good scorer, it seems like Phoenix Stevens is the one you stick on him. And then Eli does a tremendous job of being able to get the ball up the floor. And the other players don't have to use a lot of energy helping him out with the press breaker because of that. And that gives your big player inside time to rest a little bit when he can get down to the other end of the floor.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think Eli has brought a lot in that respect to our team. It was probably the one area where we needed the biggest improvement to occur. And we've had some other players, Brady Brokaw and Tate Heidel, step up, and they've done a nice job of handling some of those point guard responsibilities. But definitely Eli has taken a load off our shoulders as far as breaking the press. You know, we had to play without not just Johanna, but we had to play without the services of Eli there for a couple of weeks too, with a bad ankle sprain. So, you know, I think more people paid attention to the fact that Johanna was out, but equally as difficult to overcome was the absence of Eli Hunter.
Tino Martinez, head boys basketball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic and the organizer of the Heartland Hoops Classic. 7th annual edition is this Saturday. 8 games, tips off at 9 a.m. A quick rundown of the teams. Overton plays Sutton, Freeman against High Plains. Number 1 in Class B, Elkhorn South takes on Grand Island Senior High. Northwest plays Bishop Newman. Donovan Trumbull, Norfolk Catholic. Central Catholic plays the defending state champ Southern Valley. Kearney, Norfolk, and then Omaha Central's back to take on Denver East. So much with a sold-out auditorium and Heartland Event Center last year, Tino, with Oak Hill Academy. I know that there were so many fans that were going, man, are we going to be everywhere from national TV to so many national teams coming in to, hey, this was nice, and we're going to keep a little localized. What about the momentum coming off last year and where we're setting?
Well, you know, last year was obviously great. You know, I don't know that you're ever going to be able to duplicate what happened last year, especially with Omaha Central knocking off the National Power Oak Hill Academy. So, you know, I don't think we ever set out to try to duplicate that in any way. What we really try to do is just put not just the marquee game, so to speak, you know, on the map, but we try to put 8 games of uncommon opponents versus each other. That create really good games. You know, some years it's worked out where we've had, you know, great competitive games all through the day. And then some other years, you know, due to some injuries and different things, some of them haven't lived up to maybe their preseason billing. But that's the main goal of the day, is just to get 8 really good high school games that you're not normally going to see. You're not going to see Freeman play High Plains in the regular season. You're not going to Overton Sutton. Those games are just not common games, and so I think that is the, at least for my sake, the what piques the interest in my opinion.
Obviously, when you bring in the out-of-state team, can you give us an update on how Denver East is doing and what that final game with Omaha Central could be like?
I think it's going to be a highly competitive game. I think it has an opportunity to be every bit as entertaining as last year's Omaha Central Oak Hill game. Denver is currently number 1 in their largest classification as far as their in-state rankings. They've been rated on all season long in amongst the top 50 and top 100 in your USA Today and your ESPN Fab 50 and your Max Preps type rankings. And then so they have 2 Division I, you know, recruits. One's going to Colorado, and then The one that the people in Nebraska are probably more common with is Ronnie Harrell, who has signed to go play at Creighton University. So, and then everybody obviously familiar with Omaha Central and their tradition and what they've been able to do as far as dominating Nebraska high school basketball for a decade. And so, you know, they'll be back, and they're led by Trayshawn Thurman, who is a Division I prospect. I'm not certain that he is signed anywhere yet, but I know he's got the likes of UNO and those type of places, UMKC, that have definitely have him on the radar.
Yeah, Tino, this year the Omaha Central Denver East game will be counted in wild card points because Nebraska does honor games where it's a contingent state. Is that correct? That game will be counted with the NSAA then, correct?
That will have wild card implications, which obviously have implications in your district and state tournament seeding. So, but yeah, the NSAA, any team that plays a bordering state, the wild card points are accounted for.
Next year, it sounds like you're getting maybe get a team out of California or Nevada to come up and play. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have definitely have Oak Hill Academy committed to coming back. It's just a matter of now putting the puzzle together as far as what's the right matchup for them. You know, it worked out perfectly last year because we had a team in Nebraska that could compete nationally. And so, you know, you got to be leery that you don't want to just do that. You know, say, for example, you know, Grand Island Central Catholic would not be competitive against Oak Hill Academy. So that's not a game we're going to look at. But definitely looking to try. I've talked with Modern Day out of California, and I've talked with Bishop Gorman out of Las Vegas. So we're trying to put the right matchup together for Oak Hill Academy to come out and you know, participate in the Classic and play another quality national opponent.
So what you're saying, Tino, is if GICC would play Oak Hill Academy and people would pay $20 to get in if they have those level seats down low, that holding the ball and trying to beat them in a 10-8 game probably wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah, we're probably not going to please a lot of those courtside seaters if Central Catholic had to play. You know, we tried to do that against Bishop Newman in the conference tournament. You know, we did a great job. First 2.5 minutes we held the ball. It was 0-0. You know, we were short some. We were shorthanded with some lack of people being available due to injury. 2.5 minutes, it was 0-0, and then it got away from us. Man,
unfortunately, that game goes 32 minutes, right?
Got a question here from Anthony, who says, does having Coach Gavers out of the way help at Grand Island Central Catholic with you?
Because you know,
he's dominated in Hastings.
I was a little angry with Coach Gavers on the way home from both Bergen and Newman for recommending me so highly to the administration there at Central Catholic to replace him, because those were not fun games to endure. But no, it definitely, we miss Coach Gavers on a daily basis.
Well, I know you're going to miss him Saturday because now as a head coach, you got 65 hats turned into 66. So, Tino, we can't wait to see you Saturday, and it looks like it'll be another great event. Folks, if you want to get tickets, they're at the Heartland Events Center box office. You can go to Ticketmaster.com. Anything else folks need to know, Tino?
Nope. Just a few courtside seats left available, not many. So if you're interested in those, I'd definitely try to get those pre-purchased.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
You bet. Tino Martinez joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's give you a chance to win some tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic. 888-455-ESPN. We've got a pair of tickets right now. 888-455-3776. Last year, Omaha Central defeated Oak Hill Academy by how many points? How many points did Omaha Central beat Oak Hill Academy by in last year's Heartland Hoop Classic? If you know the exact number, we will give you a pair of tickets, first correct caller, and we'll be back with more after this.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
And now for a few worry-free seconds, brought to you by No Worries Wednesday at Outback. For a longer break, head to Outback any No Worries Wednesday and enjoy three courses for $11.99. Start with soup or salad and choose between our juicy 6-ounce sirloin, grilled chicken on the barbie and pork tenderloin entrees, topped off with a slice of cheesecake. Whistle while you eat it. We won't judge. No Worries Wednesday, just $11.99 at Outback. No rules, just right. Prices, products and participation may vary.
You know the secret to riding down a mountain at 80 miles an hour?
Well, you got me.
It's holding onto your luge.
Okay, my turn. You know the secret to booking a room for a successful business trip?
It's
Instant Hold, the mobile feature from La Quinta Inns and Suites that lets you hold a room instantly on your smartphone with just your phone number.
Hey, wait a minute. I didn't get to...
Sorry, but time is money, and saving time is the beauty of Instant Hold. Another way La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant Hold your next stay at LQ.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see cloudy skies and a few flurries around early today with some breaks of sun possible later today as well, with a high at 13, Wednesday light of the southeast. Tonight, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 3 above. I'm meteorologist Paul Proudley. Right now, 9 above.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations to Ken in Grand Island. He was the winner of our Heartland Hoops Class of Tickets today. He knew that Omaha Central beat Oak Hill Academy by 7. 70-63 in last year's feature game, the biggest game that's ever been at the Heartland Events Center in the Heartland Hoops Classic. We'll give you a chance to win more tickets as the week progresses. We'll have some of the head coaches of the teams that are coming in to the Heartland Hoops Classic on our program. Plus, tomorrow, they announce the Shrine Bowl rosters. Some people already know when their local kids are in, but the Shrine Bowl rosters will be announced tomorrow. Then on Wednesday, Fun. That is when the Nebraska School Activities Association releases the high school football schedules for the next two seasons, and that comes out on Wednesday, and that has never been clean. It's never. The first year, it inadvertently got posted the night before for a few seconds, and then the computer crashes, and so we'll see how Wednesday rolls. But that comes out on Wednesday. So that's a couple of big things locally to keep an eye on between now and then. Creighton, because of their loss last night, falls 6 spots to number 18 in this week's Associated Press men's college basketball poll. Did you get a chance to watch any of that last night? No? It's radio. You can't shake your head. You have to speak. No. You have to speak. They can't see you.
Yeah. No, I did not get to see. I did not see that game played last night.
Villanova, 6th in the country. Syracuse, Arizona, Florida, Wichita State, San Diego. Villanova is number 6 in this week's poll. Then Kansas, Duke. Weren't they down to 23rd? Michigan State and Cincinnati. So there you go. 19-5 Duke, 19-4 Creighton. It's all about who you are, where you play, what you're doing.
Do you have a selection right now if you had to pick a team?
No,
okay.
No. I watched Creighton last night, and you just want to pull for them. And I just, you know that they can beat anybody, but you know they got to play better than that, and they're going to have to go to New York to play the Big East tournament. And I just, I just think they're more than they got to be more than just a shooting team, and they were concerned with rebounding last night. And good Lord, St. John's isn't the best team in the country. So, and I mean, everybody's going to lose some games. I'm not saying, oh, my, the season's over, but this is a tough stretch here, and I kind of felt that maybe that was a game Creighton needed to win last night at Madison Square Garden. St. John's, even though St. John's is playing better, they've won six of their last seven. The only loss was in Omaha at basically the buzzer to Creighton. But, you know, you've got a lot of tough road games and Villanova coming in to the CenturyLink Center on their schedule here in the next month before the end of the regular season. One thing about Creighton, though, too, now that they're in that Big East and not in the Missouri Valley Conference, their season lasts longer. I mean, that Big East final is on Saturday the 15th, the day before the selections come out. Is that right? Saturday the 15th? Yeah, the day before the selections come out instead of, like, the Friday before.
Right.
As it was in the Mo Valley.
Yeah, yeah. 'Cause the Missouri Valley was one of the first teams, really, like, one of the top, you know, four or five conferences that got finished with their tournament.
888-455-ESPN. Here we go. State champions, Class A boys, Loganview defeated Grand Island Wood River to win the championship in bowling. Lincoln Southeast and Lincoln East, they battled. That was a battle. And East wins it 3-1. Class B boys, Hastings defeats Aurora in the final. Class B girls, Waverly beat Grand Island Northwest in the final. Class C, the boys final, it was North Bend over Wayne. And in the girls, it was North Bend over Norfolk Catholic. And in Class D, the boys' final, Clarkson Lee defeated Ravenna. And in the Class D girls, Newman Grove defeated Scribner-Snyder. So congratulations to all of those youngsters. Also, folks, if you want to make things easier this summer in your field, how'd you like to be able to control the operation of your pivot system right at home? You're busy enough the way it is. Maybe you can just, hey, I'm having a little dinner. Bang, 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 done. I'm getting ready to go to bed instead of driving out and fixing everything out and getting to bed at midnight. You can do it a little earlier. You can watch the Jimmy Fallon show now if you want to, which is coming up. You can catch whatever you want. It's the TNL Precision Point Control 3 with GPS from TNL Irrigation Systems. The TL PPC3 allows you to control speed, direction, end gun, and auto stop locations with GPS right from home. The TL-PPC3, combined with TNL's continuously moving hydrostatic power design, gives you the assurance of uniform water application, improved crop production, and effective irrigation system management. You can contact your local TNL dealer or find them online at TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and easier on you for a lifetime. How about that? Loper men's basketball team. Six in a row, longest winning streak in 7 years.
Yep.
Now they're starting to get some wins on the road.
Yeah, we talked, Doug, we said this right here on this show, that they were going to get better second semester. And Tom Kropp said that was going to happen even before the season started because he knew some of the players that were going to show up the second semester and compete and some of the injuries they had. And, hey, you know, let's be honest, that when Baronic came in, that really helped the offensive side, you know, of being able to score and another weapon. And, hey, they're competing really well. You know, like you said, they were 5-10. And they had, you know, they didn't, you know, a lot of teams maybe don't cash it in, but they maybe just don't get that extra effort. And hey, they've said, hey, we're going to turn this thing around and we're going to be able to compete. And, you know, I'll say one thing. I've known Tom Kropp for a lot of years, and he's hard nosed. I'll guarantee you that. And if you're going to play for him, he wants to be hard nosed too. And whether they're winning or they're losing, they're still going to be hard nosed. And if you're not winning, and if you're not winning, you're probably not going to be around very long. We're going to get somebody else who's going to get hard nosed. He'd rather lose with hard nosed people than win with guys that were not.
Lopers are home on Thursday to take on Pittsburgh State. Hastings College is home Wednesday and Saturday, their final regular season home games, but they should get the quarterfinal games of the conference tournament at home. But the season is winding down. And baseball, we talked with Darren Erstad to start the show. Hastings has been weathered out the first two weekends. UNK wanted to play so darn bad that they headed to New Mexico to play Oklahoma Panhandle State, and they won 9-2 and 5-0 yesterday. So they've got two more games scheduled for today. Wonder what the odds are that Damon Day will be co-hosting tomorrow. What do you think? Zero?
I'm going to go with zero on that. But I'll say the odds of them winning all four games are highly likely. Have you ever been to Panhandle State?
No.
That's something I've done. The only time I've ever been in the state of Oklahoma.
I think I drove by it.
I went and refereed at Panhandle State.
And I'll tell you what, after being there, I love Kearney.
The Nebraska Danger open their season tonight against the Lincoln Haymakers. That is at the Heartland Event Center. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. And if you want some tickets, you might want to check out our Facebook page because we've got some to get rid of if you can pick them up in Kearney today. Check us out at ESPN Superstation. Storm dropped a couple over the weekend to start their six-game road trip. They play at Indiana Friday and Saturday, and Chicago on Sunday afternoon. Loper Tracksters did pretty good, too. Marissa Bongers breaks her own 800 record. Jackie Zemke, Brady Land, Brooke Frederick with some great marks at the Charlie Foster Classic this weekend as well. And I know since Anthony is listening today, he wants to know that Mike Sweeney is back with the Royals, one of his favorite all-time Royals. He is going to be in the front office. They don't know what to do with him, but they're going to pay him. Special assistant to baseball operations. So there you go. Sweeney dog.
Mike Sweeney. Did he end his career with the Angels? Or was he with the Athletics?
Well, I think it was the A's.
Okay.
But I'm not. He went to the A's, but mm-hmm. he didn't. As much as he played, he was really kind of banged up at the end of his career.
Boy, he was, wasn't he?
We're going to take a break, wrap things up. Doug and Daddy Show after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5-quart jug of Mobil Super Conventional Motor Oil for $15.95. Extend engine life, reduce wear, and combat sludge with Mobil Super Conventional Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Subway delivers yet another taste sensation. Feast your ears on the crunchy new Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. Tender pulled chicken, authentic enchilada sauce, melty cheese. But does it end there? No. There are Fritos corn chips right on the sub. It's crunchy. It's munchy. It even has its own catchy tune.
Munch of Fritos on my sub.
The new Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. It's the gotta have it crunch, and there's only one place to get it. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Tonight on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball, it's a Sunflower Showdown from the Octagon of Doom as Kansas battles Kansas State. Hi, I'm Drew Bonadelli. Join Mike Wozniak and me for all the action as Andrew Wiggins and the Jayhawks take on Shane Southwell and the Wildcats. Kansas State, Kansas from the Little Apple. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Kansas, Kansas State tonight at 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, winded down this Monday edition. Olympics going on, and hopefully folks can continue to enjoy that. We've got Monday Night Basketball tonight here on ESPN. Kansas, Kansas State tips off at 8 o'clock, and no matter what day of the week it is, what time of the day it is, you can get online at thinkmidway.com and check out the latest deals from Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, whether you just need to get some new tires. You've been driving around going, man, this should stop a little bit better than that. I know it's slick, but come on. Maybe you just need to get them rotated. Maybe you need an oil change. Maybe you just need to get your car serviced. They'll be able to do that, truck, SUV, whatever it is you're driving. Maybe it's time for a new or pre-owned vehicle. You can check it all out online, thinkmidway.com, to check out over 500 new and pre-owned certified vehicles. Plus, they've got great deals on their Facebook page. Every single week, a deal here, a deal there, something new, giving away tickets, keeping you up to date on what's going on in the community as well. They are community strong at their Midway Auto dealerships, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue. Kearney High School, we saw a lot of tournaments over the weekend. Congratulations to the teams. I could run them all off, but I know Blue Hill sweeps the Twin Valley. Elm Creek Boys, Overton Girls, Fort Kearney, Kearney Catholic Girls, and Gibbon Boys in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. And that Boys Lou Platte, we knew that that was deep, and there were sure a lot of good close games, quarterfinals all the way to the finals, Jimmy.
Yes, there were. And we talked about that Kearney Catholic girls were a prohibitive favorite. Yeah. And I don't know if you were here that day that I said that. It might have been the Friday before. But, and boy, they are really good. And they played extremely well in that boys' tournament. That could have gone either way with a lot of teams winning that thing, you know. And, you know, the day before the, or the week before the tournament started, you know, Wood River beats Gibbon, you know, and then Wood River doesn't make it very far in the tournament, and Gibbon wins the whole ball of wax. And we said that a lot of teams could win that, but that was a really it was a fun game for me to officiate the Gibbon Donovan Trumbull. What game was a very competitive game, and I thought the athletes acted really good out on the floor.
Gibbon, yeah, Donovan. I know they were hurting because they lost the game, but man, they're good. They are so good, and there are a lot of good teams. I've seen improvement, which is always good. More improvement than non-improvement, I think, from the teams we've seen multiple times. It's the last week for C and D girls. Then we get into the last week for the boys next week, and A and B wrapping up all next week, and districts will be upon us. But Gibbon, not too bad for a team that only had 10 points at halftime of their semifinal game.
Is that right? They had 10 points at halftime.
10 points at halftime, and they're able to rally.
Did Ravanna have them down about 19-10 or something like that? Or
just 12.
22-10.
Yeah.
It was 22-10 at halftime, and they rallied. And, well, you know, they, in fact, you know, just talking about that real quick, I don't remember the score, but at one time I think Donovan Trumbull was up like 17-4 or something like that, and they had to come from behind. I don't know if that's exactly what it was, but I know they were down.
They had a double-digit lead.
Yeah.
No doubt
about
it.
Early in the game, so yeah.
All right, well, let's get on out of here. Tomorrow, Shrine Bowl announcement. I'm not positive that we will have it during the show because I think the press conference is going on during our show. But we'll have that. The high school football schedules are announced this week. We've got baseball to talk about. We've got basketball. We've got the Heartland Hoops Classic. We've got district and state wrestling right around the corner. And, of course, districts Friday and Saturday, just Saturday for Class A. Sunday, we'll once again be doing our Classic Hits Wrestling Rally, talking with area coaches and qualifiers. And it's a busy, busy time of the season. State duels the second year coming to Kearney. So for all the very latest, keep it here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank Tito Martinez, Grand Island Central Catholic boys basketball coach and organizer of the Heartland Hoops Classic, for joining us today. And a special shout out to Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad. If you missed any of it, you can listen right away on our podcast about 5 minutes from now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Jimmy, have a great week, buddy.
You know, I'm really glad that Danger game is indoors.
Danger ball tonight, Lincoln 7. Have fun. We'll see you.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.